Welcome to episode 4 of Lunch in the Band Room. Right now, we are in the sanctuary of our church because we got kicked out of where we usually film because they're having youth group right now.
Isn't this episode 3?
But we're chilling. This is episode 4.
4.
Where was episode 3?
I did an episode 3. Solo episode. Mm.
What?
You missed it. Noah just like followed the account like 3 weeks ago for the first time.
Stay off social media, kids.
I'm going to post that picture again when this comes out of him not following it. He's like, oh, my bad. But I have been keeping track of comments that I think we should talk about on this podcast for the past month and a half or so.
Heck yeah.
Many comments.
You're good at that.
And I'm going to... here's what I'm going to start with. Are you ready for this? We got our Latin rock recommendation.
Oh.
No, and we're going to listen to it live. Oh, where is it? We have it from...
What is it?
Let's see. To look it up.
Expedia members get member prices.
No ads.
We can't play that.
They ain't paying me to play that.
Well, they are paying us.
Oh. Not everything's a bid for $40, Marco.
Hang Ryan Reynolds, you're cute. Oh, wait, we got ads on this video. That's impressive.
We got ads on all... But we're on a monetized channel.
I know, I forget sometimes. Wait, which comment is it?
Let's see. He said...
Mana.
So the band was pretty popular. Look up them.
Yeah, I've heard of Mana.
Play it for us. We need a live reaction.
Is that who I'm thinking of? Oh yeah, amor. All
right, even though we're not going to play it on stream, we're going to have a reaction on stream.
It's this. You've never heard this song?
No.
You've never heard this song?
No. I have, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Latin rock?
Yes.
Okay.
This feels like a Street Fighter theme song. This feels
it
like
does.
A Street Fighter song.
I was going to say,
it
kind of feels like a video game.
More,
like
more King of Fighters.
Yeah, I guess so.
I get it. It's a little ska-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, this song in particular.
Yeah.
I would say.
They all kind of sound like this.
It's
I guess,
kind of
though.
The like offbeat, like. Duh, yeah. Like that's kind
the
of like very indicative
nice.
Of
like,
ska.
They kind of nail the sound pretty good.
Oh, yeah, amor.
I like it, Jorge.
I don't know what he's saying, but it sounds pretty good.
This just in, Latin rock, pretty chill.
Now that commenter looks even worse.
What are you talking about? Oh, the one who said except
especially
for Latin rock.
Yeah, Latin rock.
Especially Latin rock.
How dare you?
We have a few from our most watched. Real. Our most watch short when the drummer always mentioned him. Hey, no cheating. No looking ahead. This one, I saw it a lot of times and I was like, huh? But I think people, okay. So I said, okay, but you trying to get his attention was fire. And what it seems to be is that
did
they were.
To get my
no. Me? When I got Aiden's attention, I said, like, wait. That like people were like, oh no, that was crazy. Yeah. That was like in beat, or that was like, what? And then like, people were saying it sounded like it was gonna be like a tag, like a producer tag before the real song started or something like that. Which is funny because the real song would be KSI's real version.
Oh gosh.
But like, pull it up and listen to it, because I need to see if you hear what they're talking about, because it's confused me.
You save any of these links?
No, you just go to our
find
just go
one
to our
video
channel.
On YouTube.
No, you'll find it. It's
what is it?
You don't need to find the comment. I'm saying listen to the
what video was it?
Go to shorts. You could probably go popular. Boom. They're talking about like the wait, as if it was gonna be like wait, and then from the vein.
I mean, I'm not the one that goes to raves, Marco. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think about? I mean, it kind of is.
Bros onto nothing.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, God. Bros, sorry. There were a lot of bros saying this, so.
I guess it's a good sound bite, like of just the whoa.
Wait.
But besides that, it's nothing special.
Mm.
It's only special because it's you.
Aw. And that's why they call me Nathaniel.
That's why they call you Nathaniel.
Did you see the video? They were at like. This is totally off topic, but it was just so funny. It was like these ladies DJing, maybe like, I don't think it was a wedding or something, but like she was like, she tried to do a beat drop and then it got to it. And then she was like, 9/11. They were like, what? They were like, was that supposed to be a beat drop? She just said that into the mic and then started like raving.
That's good.
So just like our wait. So when the drummer hogs, we have another ones. Oh, this is sweet. We have Muchmeister 1802. Seeing these dudes playing still is very heartwarming. Oh. Because it's been a long time. If you think about it, from the first video.
Seven years. Get out of here.
That was the first video was
7, 6 years
2018.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Because it was going into my senior year. Mm-hmm. And then you played, was your first video memes
two?
Probably.
Which was probably the next year. It was probably 2019.
Yeah.
Since we were like cranking that first year. So that's 6 years for Aiden, seven for us. That's a long time.
Well, been at it. Big ups.
Big ups.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that weird? That's like kind of crazy to think about.
That flew by.
Especially when you look at like specifically Noah and Felix.
Yeah, no. I remember literally like, Felix kept talking about this concept, like, oh, dude, we're just going to, like, get together and play a bunch of Fortnite dance songs. And I'm like, what are you on?
We didn't know what Fortnite was at the time.
I roughly heard of it because, like, I'd go over to his house and he's like, it's, like, Saturday morning and he had been playing for 4 hours. He's like, dude, come on, dude. I just got legs.
How many hours do you have in Fortnite now?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. How many?
Don't answer that.
Probably. It's definitely upwards of 1,700.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like Sarah. I see her on all the time. I see you on Fortnite all the time. Yeah. We're going to play one of these days. But no, he was like, these Fortnite dances. And he's like, do you?
He was so convinced. And I was like, what are you on?
And then like, what the heck are Fortnite dances?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're just doing this. Which like.
Well, then he asked us to be in it. And then it was like,
he didn't ask
anybody?
Me.
He didn't ask you?
Oh. I was brought along. Nathaniel, my childhood operated very differently than yours.
Maybe Jay asked Dad.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
And then asked us and said, are you interested?
And then one Saturday morning, I couldn't sleep in. And then the rest is history.
But then we invited Alfonso and Luis, and you invited Marco. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get Alfonso and Luis. And you're like, I'll bring Marco. Yeah. And then we recorded.
History.
Then we filmed it, but it didn't do anything for like...
A year almost.
For a long time.
Grubby IGN reposted us.
IGN reposted.
Shout out IGN.
We got like 1,000 views, and then we were at Gleanings, I remember, and they reposted it.
They did that at Gleanings?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So it had been maybe 2 months or something, 3 months, because we were at Gleanings in the summer.
Be a bit long. It might have been a little sooner, but regardless.
We were at Gleanings probably end of summer, and they reposted it, and we're like, oh, okay, cool. And then their Facebook video got like. Pretty significant amount of views, and we're like, oh, what? And I think,
and then one night Jay called and was like, hey, we're getting like crazy views.
And then at that point I think it was like getting near a million, because I remember for our first million, that we went over to their house in the middle of the night.
It was a while.
I don't think you were there.
Part two.
I wasn't there, but you guys,
right?
Huh?
It was a while before we did part two. Because, like, school had started again.
But we went over to their house in the middle of the night with Alfonso and Luis and just were in the front. And then, like, Sophia blew up balloons.
I think.
And we took, like, a boomerang. And we were like, first million. And then we did something for 10 million, which was the cake.
Yeah, that was the.
That was 10 million views. Now we got 55 million, isn't it?
And we haven't celebrated.
Yeah, I know. We could. But we'll get 60. We'll hit 60.
Yeah.
And then we'll get
another
60. Cake.
We'll just get another Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, exactly. We get Chick-fil-A every 5 million views that we get. No, but it's pretty crazy to think back on like how long it's been.
Many a journey.
And to that same degree, this is, oh, I can't even say it. The DHDUFHFU from our meme, our rewind that I made for 2024, our meme rewind. Oh my gosh, rewind. He said, y'all are my inspiration. I've been playing since third grade, and now I've started my own band because of y'all.
Wow.
Good work. Let's go.
Isn't that crazy?
No, that's sick. That's exactly what I'm here for.
Exactly. That's what I was like. That's just so... I don't know. It's crazy to think about. I still have somebody who was Ryan Marinara, my boy. He was like, long ago, DMing me like questions about saxophone. He's like, wait, so should I do this read or something? And I like helped him out and... stuff, and I think he would send me videos of him playing just a little bit. Like he would like, what do you think of this little snippet? I was like, oh, it's great, you're doing great. And then he like, now I think he's still in college, but now he's in college on Barry Sax from Lion Bros.
Yeah, you told me that guy before.
Yeah. From Lion Bros. Because he's like, I think I'm gonna go into saxophone performance. I'm like,
that's sick.
It's like, it's crazy. Lion Bros be crazy.
My DMs were always weird. It was always like a bot account being like, hi, like, double space, Noah. You play trombone on video? Like, just like.
They're either bots or like they didn't speak English and they were like translating it.
That's. No, it was like.
Because it's like an international audience.
No, I got. Because I got some translated ones and that like made more sense. But like. Some of the other ones were definitely bots.
That's when Noah's like, never tag my account again.
Yeah, I was all like, the videos this was a mistake.
Noah, nothing. That's when I had Sounds of Simpson as my YouTube.
That's when I had peace in my life.
Never again. Never again. This is from Swag God 11.
Oh, here we go.
This was, I think.
Gangster name.
I think this was from the video. I wish I included what video it's from.
Like an Xbox 360 tag that's been in use for 20 years.
I know.
Or just was made yesterday.
They've had it forever.
Yeah.
No, he said, he's commented on our video about condensation, spit being condensation, and said, just because no one's going to drink the forbidden water doesn't mean I can't.
Ew.
I said, we listen, we do not judge.
And the aura points are gone.
And now,
and he says, all I'm saying is I might get thirsty in between stand two.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
No, don't. Please, stop that.
As a percussionist, you don't have any condensation.
Still, that's gross. That's exactly why.
No, what do you think is nature? Like, don't do that. Like, it's one of those things where I feel like if you even tried to do it, it would just feel so wrong.
I mean, you haven't tried it before. I know. I was going
to
say.
I'm not continuing to try it.
You don't know until you try.
If I ever see you chugging down on your spit valve, though, yeah, I'm gonna look at you. I'm gonna look at you insane.
Like a hamster.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
What?
Okay. Change topic.
Sorry.
Move along.
Sorry. This guy was a verified account. Said, should you? Oh, this was on my Bluey counting video, which is also so funny that was one that went really quick. That was one that went really quick. The counting video.
Yeah.
That's at like 3 million views on Instagram. Jamal Gross says, Lime Bros, should you feel so inclined to make another one of these, curious to hear your trigonometry on Let the Rain by Sarah Bareilles start at 2:30. And he gave us a place to listen to the song. I assume because there's time changes.
Did this guy say hear the trigonometry?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to let it pass.
Okay.
And we're going to listen to the song.
What is the name?
Let the Rain by Sarah Bareilles. And go to 2:30, and we're going to get our collective thoughts on... It's possible, it may be simple, and we're not going to roast. Because some people don't
we
do
listen,
me.
And we let the rain by...
We listen, and we do not That's judge.
Let funny. The rain by...
See what we're working with first.
Okay, this is what it is. This is what it is. Yeah. Play it again. I was going to say, that is just 4-4, but... One more time.
That's interesting.
If let is one, right?
Ooh, that's like, I think it's 4-4-5-4 or something.
I think it's 4 and then 7 and then 4.
Maybe. Hang on.
Play it
again.
Time. Oh.
2-8-4-1-2-8-4-5-6-7-1-2-8-4-1-2. It might be like 4-4-3-4-4-4.
Yeah, maybe.
And then another 4-4 or something like that.
That's cool.
Interesting.
Good job, Sarah Bareilles.
Okay, no, that is interesting.
That's nice. Well, there it is, Jamal. This was on Instagram and not on YouTube, but hey. We think it's 4-4-3-4 and then another 4-4 as the phrase. So,
I mean, from 20 seconds of listening.
Yeah,
we will further listening.
Yeah. We may need to look at that just a little more, but hey. Okay, we need to look this up. Keep that phone out. We got some things to look up in terms of Noah's likeness.
What?
Shrunked 6 says
what?
For the trombone, has anyone ever told you you look like Jamaican coconut? He's a Rocket League streamer and your faces look really similar.
I looked this up. Wait,
you know
I already did look this up.
Okay, show us.
That rings a bell.
Show the class.
I think it like kind of did, but like it's no. Hold on, let me find it.
No.
A bunch of Jamaican coconuts popped up on Google. What was he, Rocket League player?
Rocket League, yeah.
Ew.
Or you could streamer.
Ew.
Ew. Epic Games.
This, oh yeah, nah, it was big flop. Kind of.
No,
just because
bit.
The arms.
The
it's the arms.
Oh.
It's the arms. It's the arms.
Yeah. I mean, I think I kind of see where he's coming at because, like, our eyes are kind of placed in the same place.
Show me again.
But yeah. We kind of have a similar. We have a similar little, like, smirk.
It's
I
your
guess.
Noses that are different. No. Different noses.
We keep being about to say the opposite thing.
You're about to say he has the same nose?
No, well, not the same nose, but
why
I think.
Why are you taking the photo away from me?
No, because we're looking at you.
Yeah, we're looking at you.
I think. Because I think just in terms of like his his mouth lines when he does smile, maybe.
Yeah.
Like in relation to his nose. Not necessarily the same exact nose.
Hang on.
But like his hair is similar right now, sort of.
Fairly similar.
We see it. We see it shrunked. We see you.
Oh, he's on NRG? Six. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
For Rocket.
He's
for
on,
Rocket League.
That guy, that chatter is on to something. Something like, maybe not like.
Cooking?
I don't know if he's cooking, but
oh,
like,
okay.
He's
starting
not,
to
like,
cook, entering the kitchen.
Yeah, he's going to school for it.
He like no. He got the pot, boiled the water, and put the macaroni in.
Okay,
and then like,
walked away,
and then didn't train the pasta.
Exactly,
but it's
he's almost there. I see it. I was waiting to look at that. So
he
thank
left
you for bringing
on.
That up. That's good.
He burned the pasta.
Shrunk six. Have you guys ever played?
No.
Overcooked. You played Overcooked.
Yeah.
Think we should definitely play that on stream.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
have
fun.
Some yelling matches. It's so stressful.
We just got to start at a harder level first.
It's so stressful.
Because I've played it like three separate times with you, and every single time it's like, let's start at level one. And it's
no,
like,
but for people who don't
boil
know
the
play,
rice.
You
that's
do need to, start, you do at need to start at level one because people don't know the like the recipes, you know? But there's
Aiden
another
just
one.
Needs to do his research.
There's,
first,
another, there's okay. another one called Plate Up, which was cool. It was kind of out, like, it was like all the opposite of Overcooked. It was like you're running the entire restaurant, so like you had someone bringing plates to tables, and that was part of the challenge, was like getting people in the door in time and making sure that like you were like cleaning the floors in time. It was like it was interesting. And you could like unlock different parts of the kitchen, but once you die you start over, like there's no save points.
How
so
do you
once that when you die is when people have been waiting too long. Oh. So it's pretty cool. You have to try and get through a whole week.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Good game mechanic.
Yeah.
Where's but like my fried chicken?
You literally have to finish
the
whole week.
It did happen when Popeyes dropped the chicken sandwich. Remember people were stabbing
people
each
other? People are going crazy.
What? Yeah.
Wait, Aiden worked at Popeyes.
No, that was after. That was after the, okay. the rush.
Tell us
about
your
heard about the news. It's like, hey, I could work there.
Yeah.
You heard the craziness. You're like, maybe I
that's
should apply.
Where I need to be.
Was it the one right here? Or, wait, oh
yeah.
my gosh.
No.
There's not one right here.
It is.
I was just thinking
by
USC. Sorry,
by
I was
Warner
like,
Brothers.
One by USC.
Wait, where's wait,
which direction?
I think we just doxed ourselves.
That way. We're not by Warner Brothers. For anybody
no,
listening,
right
no. Pinpoint IP address. They got
live
us
on Warner Studio lot. Actually,
this church is on Warner Studio. It's a fake church. Just
sleep on the
real.
Friend's couch.
The walls come down. Jeremy Duff. Says, as a trombonist, this was on Trombones Need Therapy. Very proud of that title. Thank you.
That's a pretty good title.
And on Instagram, I think it was someone tell trombones about BetterHelp. Thank you.
Oh, no, I saw that new caption. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's the church settling. It sounds like people are on the roof, but they're not.
There's been a lot of earthquakes where I stay at.
Or it's just Aiden hitting pose 24.
Yeah. No, 28.
28.
Coming up in our newest
God forbid,
video.
I forget the number.
sneak peek.
It's a specific pose. Right, Sarah? Yep. She said yes. okay. Comedian on trombones notes. Need therapy. As a trombonist, I can confirm with absolute certainty
there we go.
That all trombone solos are backed with at least a tinge of boiling rage.
No, thank you. This guy gets it.
He is cooking. But
that
I just thought you'd
it,
appreciate that. Jeremy
I love that
Duff.
Chatter.
Yeah.
Jeremy Duff.
Yeah.
You're a real one.
Okay, this is... Hear me out. Okay. Objectively... Don't troll. Don't troll.
I'm so going to troll.
Don't troll.
You're telling me don't do it, and I'm actually going to do
don't
it.
Don't troll.
I'm literally going to do it.
In terms of your note tier, right? Hold on.
Okay.
He said, come on, bro. D flat, G flat, D sharp, all F tier. What are your thoughts, Marco?
What?
D flat, G flat, and D sharp, F tier?
I think Marco knows
higher?
Notes.
Wait, which one was first?
D flat.
That's a okay note.
Right?
It's all right.
Thank you. What about G flat?
Where did you put it?
G flat? I like a... Oh, I love G flat. F sharp's my favorite.
My man.
F sharp's my favorite note of all time. I don't know why.
Whenever, he's trolling. What do you mean?
No, whenever just go... that's pretty cool. I like that note.
He hit the note. Why did he hit the note?
Did he get the actual
he
note?
Got the note? Because it's a good note. I like F sharp. That's a good note.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So Marco like says
you're
wrong.
Falling apart.
No, what do you think?
I like a good F sharp.
So where did you put D flat?
I definitely had it high. I like playing in D flat on piano.
It's just not remarkable. It doesn't do anything very special. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like,
but think of like B flat minor, you know, like
D flat and clutch. B flat minor.
I know, but I'm saying like in all of its uses.
Yeah, but there are good major and minor keys.
I know. Like, D flat major, fire.
Like F sharp.
Like some notes are just still better than that because they're good in major and minor. D flat's not that good in major, but it's pretty good in minor.
It's not that good in major?
Not really.
What about an A flat?
What about an A flat?
Yeah. What about in A flat?
I'm like.
It's pretty important there.
I'm losing my trail of thought, actually.
Got him.
Come on.
Aiden, what do you think about D flat?
I don't think I have an opinion on this.
Now that's a. That's a good educated answer. I think I need to know more about this before safety. I go out in the world. I like it. I like it. No, he said, and his follow-up, I said, nah. And he said, bro, I can count on one hand the amount of times I've seen D-flat. That's preposterous. That's preposterous. And then I think you're only playing in B-flat. Like, in B-flat major. That's why you never see B-flat.
This guy is definitely D-flat. In beginning band.
Oh, God.
Which is fine. But it don't is fine. Try and trash my D-flat because you've never seen a D-flat. How dare you? Don't come for my family. What is it? Family? What the meme?
What meme?
Never mind. I wanted to talk about...
I'm sorry,
I was talking about Fast and Furious, but it didn't land. It's okay.
What about family?
Did you guys... That's what I was saying. It's okay.
Oh, brother.
This guy's brother? That's my brother, but... I'm just kidding. Okay, that's my brother. So the Grammys... What did you say about my brother? Did you guys see the Grammys?
A little bit.
I heard a little.
You heard it? Did you see any of it?
Not really.
Aiden, did you see any of it?
No.
No? Did you see any?
I just saw clips like on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Which clips? Yeah. Which clip?
I don't remember. None of them were like...
The whole stadium shouting A minor.
That wasn't the Grammys.
That's the Super Bowl, buddy.
No. That happened at the Grammys, too.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh. Kendrick
You mean when he went up to accept?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the Super Bowl.
I didn't see that clip.
That's the fact that it happened at both is a little crazy.
Yeah, no, it is kind of crazy. He won, I think...
He won five.
Let's just talk about the Grammys. He won five Grammys.
Yeah, he won best
which is crazy.
Record of the year. He won best rap song of the year, best music video.
I thought Beyonce won album of the year or whatever.
No, best rap album of the year.
Oh, okay.
Beyonce did win album of the year.
Uh-huh.
There was...
Gross. We're canceled now, sorry.
I know, I was about to say, uh-oh.
Thanks, Beyonce, sorry.
cut that out. Stop the cameras.
I love you, Jay-Z.
Oh, wait, and then there was a rap performance of the year.
Huh?
Wait, what?
And then there was a...
What did you say?
It was like best rap performance or something. And
oh,
then
gotcha, okay.
The fifth one's eluding me. It's been a minute.
No, he's got the what they call the Grammy cradle, where they're like holding all of their Grammys.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like that picture, like a few people win them all at once.
He's crazy. Basically.
Honestly, like I'm happy for him, but it's also unfortunate because everyone's going to think Kendrick Lamar's only good song is Not Like Us.
That's going to happen with like every artist
ever. It's like his average song. There's so many, like, Kendrick Lamar goes, like, beyond, like,
tip of the iceberg.
What he can do in a diss track, you know?
Fair.
Like, oh, man, just thinking about all the albums before it, like, Mr. Morale.
You're like, done. I hope you're not covering your face with your hand.
Beware.
Okay.
It's pretty funny if a knee is just...
The entire podcast.
The literal knee is just,
it
like,
it switches
Kendrick
to
Lamar's
Noah talking,
like
and it's like Noah
his
completely
spinning.
Covered the whole his time. It's Aiden and Noah with his face
Might
covered.
I want to check that frame, look, but...
That's too late.
Well, I suppose
we're
so.
Too deep into the episode.
I'm going to say that all again, just in case. But, like, Not Like Us is, like, just a good song from Kendrick. It's,
of course.
Like,
of course.
And just like everyone thinks, like, oh, it's overrated. And Kendrick Lamar is just fans are just like Taylor Swift fans. I'm like, no.
But like anything that gets fans there is fine. Like,
yep.
Like, if anything, his fan base has expanded because of everything, and particularly because of Not Like Us. So people will discover his other stuff because of that. It's like a gateway.
Yeah, but like they come for different reasons.
I know, like, but like they're there, so that's good.
Like, for instance, Mom loved Not Like Us, but like she's not gonna go to like one of Kendrick
Lamar's
other albums,
does
like
Mad City.
She's not gonna listen to all of like To Pimp a Butterfly. And
but
be like,
sometimes,
wow. I guess sometimes
that doesn't
it could
make them not a fan of the artist. You can be a fan of the
no,
artist.
I mean, yeah,
everything.
But it's gonna like
that
divide
makes them
your
just
fan base,
a fan, not a
or a stan.
Yeah.
My keys gonna call the wonderland.
Oh my gosh. Is that a word in a song? Does he use that word?
D-Slim.
I don't know. D-Slim. I don't listen.
I wrote you, but you still ain't calling.
I don't know what's happening.
I left myself, my page, and my phone on the bottom.
That song had a guy featured, like, that song was about a guy named Stan who's, like, obsessed with Eminem.
What, you
in
know?
In a way. So any person who's, like, a fan of an artist that's past, like,
that's
just being a normal
from, like,
fan.
Being a stan of something.
You'd be considered a stan.
Because of,
yeah. Now, that's a great song.
Eminem's song.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, so, his name was Stan.
His name was Stan.
Wow, viewers, this is crazy.
Gotta
I
listen
didn't
to
know
this.
No,
line,
no, expl- I didn't know this. Better.
Eminem having pop culture.
Proceed with caution. That's a crazy album, but that's a good song.
Wow.
Well,
I'm being honest.
That album is...
Keep your mic up.
I'm being honest.
There we go. Okay. Thank you.
No, you're the one that's like, oh, you're breathing into the mic too.
Because he does. You guys wouldn't know because I edited it out, but he does.
It's like, yeah. I'm trying my best to. Yeah.
So,
meanwhile, Marcus does that and it's like.
No, I don't put that. I'm not going to put that in. I'm not putting that in. Viewers, you don't want to hear what just happened. So, the Grammys performances. Let's talk about the performances. We're talking about the performances. Listen. We don't have much time.
The Grammys were
great. The Grammy performances that I saw were cool. I thought they were cool because they were, for the most part, a lot of them were like jazzier, rearranged versions of their songs, which I think is always cool, especially when it's done correctly. And I think it's because they have like the Grammy orchestra and the band. So like, hey,
yeah,
let's do a full like big thing. So like Sabrina Carpenter did three of her songs and they were all like kind of like traditional jazz band, like jazz Batman orchestra arrangements of them. And she tap danced in it. It was, hold up.
Yeah. No, I seen it.
You saw the tap dance?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
I'm going to play it. 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Talk
about it while I bring it up.
Favorite thing was Pedro Pascal not being able to hold himself together while Sabrina was grinding on him.
he's like, hey, man. Hey, man. Came all this way. And he, like, missed the beat. It's precious. He said the word too early. So then he freaked out and tried to say it again. But then he thought he was in the wrong place and then said it too late. And then he sang the whole rest of it for, like, 4 bars. Completely off.
His downbeat was on 2 of the song.
Because it's like one. It's like no. It's an SNL thing. They do it to Espresso, and it was like their most famous, probably their most famous sketch this year, I would guess. But like it goes 1, 2, 3. Hey man, had to explain in their version. But he was like 1, 2. Hey man, hey man, had to explain.
It was so
it's
off.
All live. It's all live.
That's unfortunate.
It's the joke of the skit, though.
Like, but it's
of,
very sweet.
Of them
yeah
singing Espresso really sweet bad. Because even Sabrina's like, because
Ariana Grande originally did it to her song, singing it bad, and that's like kind of the point.
They're like drunk bridesmaids at a wedding.
When they started tap dancing, I just freaked out.
Can you tap dance in heels?
That's cool.
I don't know what happens after this.
Whoa.
I just thought that was cool. That, like, you introduce so many people to jazzier versions and can be like, oh, this is like the
a whole
heightened
new generation
version
of fake
of
fans.
Noah, oh my gosh. Noah's such a jazz purist.
I'm really not.
I know he's not. That's why I'm like, what are you saying right now? Oh, there he is, Domingo Valrenua.
Yeah.
No, but like I just think that's cool that for them, they're like, how can we make this better? We make it jazzy.
See.
And I agree.
Back to the roots.
Back to the root of last episode, talking about jazz. But another notable Grammy performance. Doechii?
Michael Jackson came back?
Okay.
No, what are you talking about?
Oh.
I was with you, Marco.
I was not.
I was on to nothing.
On to not cooking, not even in the kitchen. Dude, Doechii was crazy.
Thoughts and opinions on award show?
Grammys? On award shows at all?
Well, yeah, like Grammys and stuff like that, because they're all like privately voted.
My man Travis Scott needs privately a Grammy, dude.
But like by your peers, you know, often. Yeah. By their peers. By their peers.
It's all the higher-ups. Getting in that cup, aren't you, boy?
In the throat of the berry sacks, as Charles said.
Pause.
I have something else. First of all, this is random. We'll close with this. Except we'll talk about it later. In a later episode. But obviously, so many people don't understand what perfect pitch is. Obviously.
Here we go.
No one understands it.
Let's get it.
If you think you do, you're wrong. Especially because I see people online use like they just think that it's like the highest compliment you can give. So it's like once you've studied, like I see people comment, like for example, like say Sabrina Carpenter performs at the Grammys. They're like, oh my gosh, she sounded so amazing. She must have perfect pitch. It's like,
what?
No, that's not
auto-tune.
Yeah, but it's like, which, you know, we can't say if there's live auto-tune there, but like
there absolutely is.
There sometimes aren't. I mean, I'm saying we can't say for a fact. We can say
for
a fact.
I think I can. Abute worked it, dude.
He worked the Grammys?
Yeah. Grammys and Super Bowl.
And there was auto-tune?
Yes. He said 99% of it is fake.
Got him.
Rip. A lot of but it is live. It is live for sure because they changed the last
time. A lot of them do like live pre-recs too, no?
There's like mic settings that you like put on and it like adjusts to a scale. Yeah.
Well, because you also, you know that Mike Lee,
for a
part, he toured with an artist and his whole job before it was like super complex. He was loading on a keyboard, basically controlling the auto-tune. So he played the melody with them and it corrected to what he played.
That's cool.
That was his whole job backstage.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
That's
he said
amazing.
That was like right out of college or something like that because the singer was like
that's fun.
Struggling. But it was a tour. But so it's obviously evolved much further than that. But that's definitely not the point. It's like people still think it's like a compliment where it's like a kid does really well choir, like band. It's like, oh, you must have perfect pitch.
No.
What is perfect pitch?
Perfect pitch is basically just you have like a fundamental understanding of how notes sound immediately. Like, for instance, a lot of the audience, almost all the audience sees colors, and it's like, that is blue, period. And it's kind of like having that sense with music. That note is note C. That's middle C. That's this note. It's like your brain immediately recognizes it. And when I grew up, I was like, wait, you guys don't have that? Like,
yeah.
What you start on a random note,
like,
and someone
Noah's tripping.
You trust someone to tell you
that
it's
crazy.
No, I was losing. I was like, you trust someone to tell you it's. I literally like thinking my mom got mad at me or something because I was just like, Mom, why do you bother singing in the wrong key? What are you doing? She's like, how am I
like,
supposed to know
what
the right key is?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean?
And you're like, Noah, just know. And we're like, what?
And just
we're
like,
Noah, can you sing us a B flat real quick? And he's like, just do it yourself. What? Like,
I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah,
you can like, just do it.
Just thought that's like,
and then I learned.
And then you learned, yeah. So it's like if I've met 30 people in my whole life that have told me they have perfect pitch,
only like
26 of them are lying. Like, you know, like almost all of them are lying. And to their credit, like they don't know. You know, they probably don't.
Something
know.
To hold near and dear to them.
If you have any question, if you're feeling. Baseline.
If you've ever thought, like, you know, maybe I don't have perfect pitch, you probably don't.
This is true. Or if you think, oh no, what if I can't think of it fast enough? Or what if I'm wrong? If you ever think you're going to be wrong, you don't have perfect pitch. I'm sorry to tell you.
You might have a good ear, which is just as valuable.
And more impressive. Because you
honestly,
have to work for that. You have to work.
I was born with this. I did not choose it. And it's honestly kind of annoying because I have a song stuck in my head all the time. Like, no matter what. Right now, that Sabrina Carpenter song is still in my head. I can't get it out, no
left
matter
right,
what.
Oh.
It's sometimes Nintendo. It'll be only, like, 2 seconds of the song just still looping in my head. Because that's the only part I, like, truly remembered, you know? So, like, that's just there. And, like, yeah, it's sometimes cool when playing music. But also, it's like, I've never lived my life without music, period.
It's a blessing and a curse.
And then at time, Noah was like, oh, maybe I won't go into music. I'm like, no. I don't know if you can escape this, buddy.
I mean, I guess.
It's in your genes.
But that's when you guys were like, dude, be a commercial performance major.
I was like,
no.
Yeah, you tried it.
No, I really didn't.
Oh, no, that's okay.
No,
that's
I listened to the speech day one. He's like, you know, performance majors are always required to practice at least 3 hours a day. And I was like,
not me. That's not for me.
That's not me. I will do something else.
But yeah, basically, we'll talk about Perfect Pitch another time in a Noah episode. We'll ask Noah his deep, deep thoughts on it. Because
be ready.
Odds are, yeah. Odds are, and it's my biggest pet peeve when people tell me that, because I obviously grew up with Noah and I'm very aware of people that have perfect pitch. So then people are like, well, I have perfect pitch. I just wanna and I'm like, no, you don't. You do not have perfect pitch.
It's not a point of like, it should never be a point of like egoism or pride either. Like it's not like a different level of musicianship type thing. It's just
sorry, he was just yawning in a funny way. Thank you.
Okay. How about you talk about perfect pitch for a bit, Marco?
I know what F sharp.
Clearly, he did get the F sharp correct.
That's the only
singer right now.
That was still
wow.
Marco, you might have perfect pitch.
Yeah, you know what? You probably have
you know what? Forget pitch. Everything we just said.
I don't have perfect pitch. I know that for a fact.
All right, sing me a D flat.
Okay. That proved my point. See, this is a good example.
Is that a D flat? No, that's not.
No, he's right. But it took him time to think about it, which yeah. means he had to go to the F sharp first and then think of the
I went
other
to
note.
A D,
that's
then
good
I dropped
relative
it.
Pitch.
Dad.
No, it's basically my rule of thumb is if someone's bragging about having perfect pitch,
yeah,
they're lying and they're compensating, which is fine. It's better to have relative pitch. Like everyone has relative pitch. If you don't have perfect pitch, you have relative pitch or you're tone deaf. So it's like, those are really the
no
three factors. There is no in between.
I would love to be tone deaf.
There's
for a
strengths.
Day, actually. That'd be
no,
pretty
don't.
That'd
people,
be awesome.
People who are tone deaf legitimately don't, like,
good
they just can't.
Them. They could
no,
just do it for one day.
Good for them, though. They're going to enjoy everything so much more than we do.
Maybe. I don't even know what their listening experience is like, though. You know, like,
that's true.
It could be
they
different.
They probably latch onto textures instead of, like,
it could be
chord
different.
And tonality.
That'd be interesting
like
to
their
ask
favorite
someone.
Instruments, probably, like,
I should look more into tone deafness. What does that actually mean?
I know. I'm
heavy metal, rap.
But I feel like people don't necessarily classify themselves as tone deaf, but mm-hmm. people are.
Yeah.
Point is, I've only met, there's one person at USC, my man Gabe. We were in a rehearsal, and I like played on, if you know, like on a Barry Sachs mouthpiece, like when you just test your read, you're just like, and it's just like, you blow a note and then you start putting it on your saxophone. Immediately, he plays it same octave, same note on the piano, just like instinctively, just for fun. Like I played it, he's like, and he's like, and he just played it super softly. And I was like, and I like turned around. It's like, and he was like, he just like stared at me. He's like, I was like, do you have perfect pitch? And he was like, he like didn't answer me.
No, he knows.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Is he wasn't like bragging about it or anything, because that's just how he exists.
Oh my gosh, yes, how did you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I've been waiting for someone to ask. No, like, he did that, and I was like, I got you, sucker. I found you out. But that was like...
Got him.
You know, I just saw Kai.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You knew I saw Kai?
No, I'm just saying
Okay. I thought you were saying yes to
yeah,
you knowing
I know.
Yeah,
you
did.
You did?
No, I saw him, because I didn't know he worked...
yeah. He works at very good... ramen restaurant. That place is delicious.
I saw him last night.
Oh,
I was like, yo, and I hadn't seen him since graduating.
No way.
Yeah. Another person undeniably does a perfect pitch because
oh, yeah.
he didn't read music. He literally
oh dude.
He just operated on
yeah, that guy's crazy.
Like I'm sure he like reads
oh,
music more now, but like
oh, yeah.
in
definitely.
School he
back
literally
in the day.
Was literally wow. just
oh man. I remember
he's a verb.
when
he's
I was
in his brain.
When he played trombone, he was actually a pretty good trombone player. And like,
he just moved the slide.
I used him as a point of comparison and tried to say that he was like, was understanding a bit of the music. He's like, dude, I'm just going off by ear. And I was like, oh, you just.
Which is hard. Which
is
hard.
You just destroyed my point. And now everyone's looking at me like I'm dumb.
No, but he also obviously
yeah,
pitch.
Spoke to how good of a musician he is, man.
Very well, never having read music. Like, you wouldn't have known.
He was lead alto, yeah.
Until we were in like sectionals. And I was like, are you good? And he's like,
or sight reading.
Bruh. Yeah, yeah. Sight reading or sectionals. And I was like, are you good? And he's like, dude, I'm not reading this. I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean?
I didn't know that actually. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So he's the man.
Shout out, Kai.
So I basically got like four people in my life.
Wait, how did you learn his part then? If it was only him on the part.
I think, no, later he would play it on piano.
Okay, okay.
And then just kind of like tonally like memorize it.
That's
like
crazy.
I know.
Good work.
That's like a high intensity environment to be in.
I miss that guy.
For 4 years. What a guy. He's super sweet. He gives a little discount. It was very kind.
He gave me one last time too. Go to Copa. Go to the restaurant. Bleep that out for me. Go to
Copa.
Redacted. And Kai will get you.
Yeah. Guy will say, hey, I heard about you on Lion Bros. I'm sure he'll love that. No, yeah. But he's very sweet. So, yeah. I mean, I think we should probably...
Big guys got to run.
Pick it. Yeah, we got to run for our new song tonight.
Oh.
But basically, blanket statement. Things
are going to look a little different.
Take it out of context, internet. Not yet. You know what to do.
Not yet, though.
Wait, what do you mean the channel's dead?
No, shut up. So, basically, we'll probably try and meet right after your... we'll see if we can meet up right after your...
Yeah.
What's it called?
Recital? Senior recital?
Yes, his senior recital, because I'll have to fly back for that.
Why does he not want to say that I'm having a senior recital?
No. I just literally couldn't think of
it. I'm having a senior recital and I might live stream it.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Ooh. We'll post about it.
We'll see if I remember day of.
If you live stream it, we'll post about it. Maybe people can watch it. But we might film some then. So you won't really notice this is happening yet, because we just filmed a lot of content that we'll be releasing. But I am moving in like a few days. To New York.
What the?
What?
So we can pay more for everything.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I mean, LA is still pretty bad. Like, LA is so
New York's
expensive.
The only place that's worse besides Hawaii.
Don't tell me this. I'm just kidding. But yes, so I'm moving to New York on Monday.
Gross.
Which is crazy. But this is why you better be watching our live streams. And we're going to be doing podcasts probably over Zoom as well and stuff like that. And putting videos together that we'll like record separately. Like the good old days.
COVID.
The good old days.
Oh, Lord.
But you won't know for a while because we'll probably film in like a month and then that'll last us a month. But we'll probably get Felix because we'll be recording.
You mean Felix?
Felix?
Felix
recording
is
virtually.
Yes. Lion Bros is dead and Felix is back. That's the
only
title.
Felix is back. But yeah, so that's happening. Craziness.
Wow,
that is crazy.
I know. So it was a good run.
It's all yours.
It was a good run.
Sorry, Felix. It's just you. There's the applause.
Notable Nathaniel milestones. It's like YMCA at graduation. Lion Bros. Brief moving. Time at USC. Moving.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe one of these days we'll recall YMCA and grace the Lion Bros. Viewers with a run through one of these days when we need content.
Ooh,
we'll do that,
man.
When we're really in the trenches. Oh, we gotta put something out. We'll revisit that, but for now we do need to get ready for choir. So this is us signing off. Everyone say adios.
Later, Pookie.
Bye bye.
See you guys.
See you guys. Oh. See you guys next time.